Okay, this is February 9th, and the topic this month is renewal.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And before I forget, happy thanks.
Happy Merry Christmas to you.
Happy Valentine's Day to
everyone.
I speed things up a lot all right through.
Thank you.
That's good.
So, here we are, loaded with a room full of gods and goddesses. And I hope everyone is remembering that, that it is sinking into your consciousness, and that you're saying that to yourself. I'm a god and a goddess, therefore I can create. I can create my life in the way I want it to be. And that is one of the marvelous things to be able to do, to create your own life. So, remember that, and that is what this whole thing is about, being able to be victorious over anything, being able to create what you want, instead of just letting things come to you willy-nilly. You can tell the universe, or this thing that we call God, here is my idea, you know, here is what I would like. And then let that go and know that God can do something even better for you that you could never even think of. But God wants to always do things for you. So do it. I have a phone client from Chicago. And I was explaining to him this whole thing. And he said, oh, I always forget that you can use God, you see. And you have to be able to use God. That's what this teaching is, that when we say using God, some people get, how could you can't use God? You can, because God is cause and effect, people. God is the law of attraction. God is those things. So use those things. If you know they're out there, if you know that this universe has set itself up so that you can use it, then why don't you use it? It's a friendly universe. It's user-friendly. It's very user-friendly. So do that for yourselves. Use this. Say to yourself, I'm attracting into my life right here and right now exactly what I want. And you will start to do that. Most people just sit back and let everything roll over them that they want and so forth. And they get, no, don't do that to yourself. Say to yourself, I'm creating my own universe into my universe. This is how it runs. This is how I operate. This is what I'm doing, you see? And let the rest of the world and whatever else is going on out there, let that go on. That has nothing to do with you whatsoever. Things that are going on in the world cannot touch you if you live in your own universe. The world would like you to think that they're going to touch you, but they will not, you know. They cannot touch you. If you keep your mind focused on exactly what you want, you will achieve that. You will achieve that. So that's what this whole thing about renewal is all about. Renewal also is the idea of focusing on what you want. Most people are always focusing on what they don't want. Or they're pointing to, oh, look at that. Isn't that all the... Don't do that. Go over here and say, ah, that's exactly what I want, and I want more of this, and I want to see the beauty. I want to see all this in life. And then you will start to see all that in life. So along with the word focus is the word identify. How do you identify yourself in the world? You see, you have an identity, but most people's identity are completely absorbed by the world. They think their identity, the world's giving them an identity. The world is giving you an identity, but you do not have to accept that identity. You have to know that the identity that you want is your ongoing oneness with this thing that we call God. Your ongoing oneness with this thing that we call God. People ask, Well, how do you do that? How do you move up in consciousness? Well, you move up in consciousness by identifying with all the God qualities that you have, all the things that you think about God. Then you start to identify differently. You don't say to yourself, well, I'm only human, therefore this happens and that happens, or don't you know humans make mistakes and this, that, and the other thing. Now you're identifying with the world, and you're identifying with humans. Not that we're not human, but we're so much more. Why do we stop when we say, well, I'm only human? Well, I know I'm only human, but I know I'm much more than that. So why don't I identify with the other things in life that we know we have? Why don't we identify with all the qualities that we contribute to this thing we call God? You see? Learn to identify differently. The world wants you to accept yourself the way the world sees it. People do this, people do that. Don't do that to yourself. Say, I'm much more than that. And I can identify with my God qualities. And then start to identify with your God qualities. You say, well, I don't have them. Well, you do have them. They're intrinsic within us. We were created with them already here. All we have to do is draw them out. Draw out all the goodness that's in you. Draw out all the love that is in you. All the compassion, all the understanding. It's all there. But you have to do something about it. And you have to start with, I can do this. I'm more than human. I'm human, but I'm more than that. You see? So what are some of the qualities that you want to bring forth in your life? What are those qualities? And then bring them forth instead of stopping at, oh, these are human qualities, and that's what I am. I'm a human, so therefore I make mistakes, I do this, I do that, blah, 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 whatever is going on in your mind. Change it so that you are thinking God thoughts after it. You must learn to think God thoughts after it. What is God thinking, you see? How does God see this world? Right now, it's absolutely, I say to myself every day, especially in the mornings when I'm walking, this is just absolutely beautiful. The flowers are all blooming. The sky is gorgeous. The clouds are magnificent. You see, I see all that, and that's wonderful. That perks me up. That makes me feel that I'm already in heaven. I do not have to wait to get to heaven, which you're not going to get to anyway. But so many people think that, you know.
Isn't it right here on Earth?
Yeah, it is. Exactly. It's right here on Earth. And look around, especially here in Southern California. And the last few weeks have absolutely been marvelous. And all the beautiful spring has already sprung here, and all those flowers and all that stuff, that's God saying hello to you, you see. And I think I told you the other week, when I see my flowers, and I see flowers, I say, thank you for presenting yourself to me. Meaning, thank you, God, for showing yourself to me. You're never going to see all of God, but you certainly get wonderful little hints, don't you, and wonderful little things. So you have how people can look out there and see all this beauty and think there is no God, no heaven, no, none of, I don't understand it. They have to be so calloused by the world, so calloused by the world. Don't get calloused. You could do that. I could have done that years ago, gotten calloused. In fact, I probably was calloused, you know. But I see things differently now. And that's what this whole thing of renewal is about, seeing things differently. And sometimes seeing things for the first time and saying, oh, I never saw that before. You see, we see with our mind, not with our eyes. The eyes only reflect back to you what's going on in your mind. So keep beautiful thoughts going on inside of yourself. Beautiful thoughts going on. And love yourself. Love yourself up one side and down the other. Now, when I was a kid, you used to hear this, don't spoil. Don't spoil that kid. Don't do this for that kid. You could spoil. You know, you cannot spoil anybody. And you certainly cannot spoil anybody by loving them too much. You cannot spoil them. You know, they need that. We need that. We need to give and take all the time from this thing that we call love, from this thing that we call God. You see? We have to take from that and we have to give back to that. Take and give and take and give. And then it makes your life so much better. And so grander, I would think. Grander than anything. And all it requires is a change in your identity. How do I identify myself? Do I identify myself with what the world is telling me, or do I identify myself with this thing that we call the universe, or this thing that we call God? You see? And you have to realize that the universe is absolutely a wonderful place to live. It's absolutely, it's not out to get us. You know, I hear people are worried about all kinds of things. I always like the doomsday thing with, you know, a comet's going to hit the earth and blow us up and do this. And I don't have time for that kind of stuff. I don't have time. I want to see this planet that we call Earth as the most beautiful, beautiful jewel in the whole universe. It's just a magnificent place to live. It's a magnificent place to live. How we got off kilter and thought to think that the world was against us. How many people think the weather's against you? The weather's not against you. Nature's not against you. Things are nothing against you. Things look very strange. I'm sure in Boston they probably think the weather's against them at the present moment. But it's not. These things occur, and these are God-like things. Now, what do we think about when we think about that? All that snow. I think there's 85 inches now in Boston.
Oh, jeez. I'm happy to.
Yeah, 85 inches. It's one. Yeah, and they're going to get more.
Oh,
now, when you think of that, 85 inches and that snow, what comes to your mind?
Oh,
what comes to your mind?
Gratitude.
Well, a fireplace. Really? What always comes to my mind, isn't that absolutely wonderful? And think there's in that all that 85 feet of snow, there's not one snowflake alike. Not one snowflake. That snow can come down and down and down and down and down. And I'll be damned it doesn't repeat itself. You see? God does not repeat itself. God is nothing but pure possibility. And who else could... Do you think we could come up with 85 inches of snow and not repeat a snowflake? You know? Each flake is different. And each flake is valuable. And you're valuable. And each of us are different, aren't we? You see, God doesn't repeat itself. God doesn't make things differently. Years ago, when I learned this in grade school, when it was, may my life be like a snowflake, leave a mark, but never a stain. Isn't that wonderful? So leave a mark here on this planet. Leave a mark. But don't make a stain out of everything, you see. So anyway, learn to change. Learn to renew yourself. And you're not going to be able to renew yourself if you hold on to the same identity that you always had about yourself. Now, what are some of the identities I could think of? Aha. I'm poor, I'm sick, I'm this, I'm that, all those things. Now you're identifying, you're telling your mind, your consciousness, what you think of yourself. You see? So why don't you tell it something wonderful? You see? That, what? I am one with God. I can create my own life. Everything is coming to me. There's nothing but abundance of prosperity in the world, and I can have that. You see, this is changing your whole identity. But you cannot say, I'm going to renew myself and keep the same identity. You'd just be remaking that same thing. So when you look around and you listen to the world and what it's telling you, just slap your hand down and say there's not a damn word of truth in it. Because the world is not what you want. Do you remember? I love this one from Jesus. Said, I am in this world, but I am not of this world. Be in this world. Have wonderful fun and so forth in this world. That's what it's all about. To be in it, not of it. You see? And that's a new identity that you can accumulate. But most people only see the world. And they only see their identity through the world. And they certainly see their identity through the news media. You see? You don't want to do that. That news media and all that stuff that's going on, and it does sound horrendous. Remember, it's only 5% of what's going on in the world. Only 5%. Now, why does it seem so much bigger than 5%? Because we focus on it all the time. We focus on it. You cannot focus on that kind of stuff. You have to focus on what you want. Not what they're telling you is going on out there. I feel very sorry. I have nothing but compassion for those things that are going on out there. I don't know how to fix it. But I never go to bed at night without saying to God, I don't know, but I know you do. Please, take your spirit, take your energy, take your vibration, and put it through all those people. Put it through all those people. And then see what happens. You see? Because we as individuals are not going to. And I'm much too old to go and fight. Even when I was young, I'd have never gone to fight. I don't want to do that type of thing. But I do know, with the power of my mind to create a new world, to create a new face in the Middle East. How people say, oh, no, that's been going on for thousands of years. You'll never be able to change them. With love, you can change it. With compassion, you can change it. With understanding, you can change it. Do you think all this new group, this whatever it's called, ISIS or something, why do you think they're carrying on like that? They're lacking love. They're absolutely lacking love. They need love. And the only way they think they can get attention and so forth is doing these horrendous things. See, it's not going to get them anywhere. But say to yourself, I do it every night. I say, I don't know how to do this, but I love this world, and I know, God, you love this world. So please, come through those people. Show them something. Wake them up, whatever it takes. Listen. And get away from all of that. And get away with identifying with that. And certainly get away with identifying with this. Oh, for the, you know, when I was, well, of course, I was born in 1943. So I think when it was 1945 when they dropped the atomic bomb. So we grew up knowing about an atomic bomb. I am so tired of knowing about that. I don't want to hear it. And every time they turn something on, they're inventing the, or they're getting the, this country's getting an atomic bomb, that country. You can't live that way. You cannot live that way. You have to say, yes, that stuff is going on. But there is a power bigger than the atomic bomb, and that power that's bigger than the atomic bomb happens to be God, and God happens to know how to do this. How to do this. I don't. You don't. And certainly the governments don't, and the diplomatic corps doesn't seem to know how to do it. So we have to turn it over to this thing called God. And we have to make a new identity with ourselves. We have to identify ourselves with God. We are creations of this thing called God. Therefore, many people call us the children of God. Absolutely, you can do that. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the universe. You see? And if I'm a child of God and a child of the universe, then I have to identify with the qualities of God. And when you start to identify with the quality of God, you will start to renew yourself. You will become a new person. And they've been teaching this, you know. Well, maybe 2,500 years now, the whole idea of renewal. And a renewal just means changing your mind about something. I'm no longer going to act that way. I'm no longer going to be that type of person. I am going to change myself. We were talking at dinner tonight about alcoholism. I never considered myself an alcoholic. Although I drank like an alcoholic, and I did go to Alcoholic Anonymous meetings, 3. And then I decided I could rise above that. I didn't. You see, I didn't identify myself. I don't identify myself as an alcoholic anymore. I don't identify myself drinking, going to bars and doing all that kind of stuff. It's not in my consciousness anymore. You see? So I renewed myself by changing my opinion of myself and probably the opinion of a lot of other people. You see? You know, when you drank the way I did, I'm sure people noticed that I was drunk. You see, if they didn't, there was something wrong with them. You know? But I changed that. I renewed myself by rising above all that. So rise above what the world is saying to you. Rise above what you're saying about your own self. All the things you remember, what other people said about you. Forget it. Forget what other people said about you. It doesn't matter. What did your parents say about you? You see? What did they say? Forget it. You know? They may have been nice people, or they may not, but it doesn't matter. When you raise up in consciousness, when you renew yourself, you do not have to bring all that old stuff with you. It is no longer you. The mind wants to keep you there because it's familiar with you as that person. You see? Now, I think I've told you this before. I think this is the perfect, not only the perfect time of year to be doing this renewal thing, but we live in the perfect environment, Los Angeles, to renew ourselves. Do you never see or hear all the time some person has changed their whole thing? What's that called? Can't we? It's not the top of my head right now. But people, pardon?
Persona?
Yes, we change our persona. We change, and here in this thing,
Reincarnate.
Right. We do all, yes. And this is the place to do that here in Los Angeles or Hollywood or whatever you want to call it. People remaking. They remake themselves. We do that. Stars do that. People do that. We talked about earlier about Madonna. How many resurrections does Madonna have? She changes constantly, you see. She's not stuck with the identity, you see. Don't get stuck with your identity. Unless your identity is in this thing that we call God, then keep that. But we have the power to change people. So let's change, especially let's change during this Advent. Now I'm back again. I skipped the whole thing. I went to Advent. This whole thing of Easter and all, this is what Easter is all about, renewal. And I think last week we talked about when I was a child, you had to have a new shirt or a new coat or a new something to go to church because you were being renewed. So that's what we want to see in this season. We want to see people renewing themselves, giving up the old so that they can have the new in their life. They can identify with something different and bigger and better about themselves. But you cannot do that when you're stuck with old ideas in your head of who you thought you were. First of all, we have no idea who we are, people. When people say, I know exactly who I am, I run the other way, because they do not know who they are. We do not know who we are, you see. We have an idea, and we can change that idea. Anytime we want, we can change the idea of who we are. And this is the perfect season to do that type of thing. So do it. And don't, as always, don't get caught up in what the world is doing out there and what the world is telling you. You see, it's like your mind. It has never brought you any good news. It has never told you the truth. So why don't you tell it to go back to the nothingness from whence it came and say, here's what I want to think. Here's who I want to be. And I know I can do this. I know I can be, you see, I can do these things. And you will be able to do them. And you're not alone doing this, by the way, people. This thing called God of the universe will help you every step of the way. Will help you every step of the way. You see, that's another thing. In the morning, I always say I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. And then I use this thing called God. I use this idea, this energy, whatever. I use it, you see. We can do this. And I want us to be able to do it immediately. No more waiting, people. I don't know about you, but I'm growing old. You see? And I don't want to wait any longer than that. I don't want to wait any longer. I want to know this stuff now. And the only way to know that is to make up your mind. I'm going to do this. I'm going to change, and this is how I'm going to change. I told you the story when I came into metaphysics. Before I was in metaphysics, it was an absolute mess. I was working 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, driving a 1964 Ford Falcon that was about ready to fall apart. And one morning I just was so fed up with it. On the way to work, I just took my hand and I slammed him down on the steering wheel and I said, I am going to figure this whole damn thing out. if I have to kiss a snake to be able to do it. Soon as I did that, and I almost broke the steering wheel, by the way, things just kept falling into my lap. One thing after the other fell into my lap, you see. And then somebody mentioned a church at the High Museum, and I said, oh, who has a church at the High Museum? I went, and I said to myself, oh my God, I'm finally home. I finally found the place, and I never left it. I never left it. I just learned more and more. And that's what I'm doing here. I'm learning more and more all the time. And that's what life is all about, people. God doesn't give us lessons and so forth. But this is a learning experience, this whole thing. So learn. Learn how to do it better. Learn that you can create things. And you will be able to do that. You will be able to do that. You see, the reason why I say you'll be able to do that, my goodness, if I was able to do it, anyone is able to do it. You know, I'm nobody special. And I didn't come, you know. My mother was not a nun, and my father was not a priest, and all that kind of stuff, you see. I came from simple, stock people. And I loved every minute of it. And I still love every minute of my life, and I'm learning to love it even more and more and more. Why? Because I don't identify with the past. I don't identify with the world. I renew myself constantly. And I'm open and receptive to new ideas, to better ideas. And we have to be. Most people are completely shut down. You're not going to teach them anything. Did I ever tell you this statistic? After the age of 25, only 2% of the population reads a book.
Oh, no.
Yes, I know, dumb person. 2%. It's very sad because people say it. They reach an age 25 and they say, I know it all now. I figured the whole thing out, and then they go and do it. That's like the people who say to me, oh, don't tell me. I've been on this job for 40 years. No. They've been on the job 1 year, repeated 40 times. This is true. You know people like that, do you not? Don't tell me. I've been on this job 40 years. You haven't been on the job 40 years.
Funny.
Yeah. I have some real good ones sometimes. I save them up. No, but think of these different things, people. You can do all this. And you can renew yourself. And this is the time of the year when it's easier to do that. Because we're coming in to the holy season of Easter. And that's all Easter is about. Is we say it's about resurrection. It is about resurrection. It's about resurrecting all the qualities of God that are in you. Resurrect all the qualities of God that are in you. Everyone's, oh, Jesus, that's it. He resurrected himself. Oh, well, good for him. You have to know that in this season, this is the season of resurrection. It's the season of renewal. And you can resurrect yourself. And you can resurrect all those wonderful qualities of God that are in you, that you've come to this planet with. They are already there. So many people want to learn this stuff, and they think they have to go out and learn that stuff. Paula was an educator, and she knows perfectly well to educate means to draw out. You see, education. Everything is in you. You draw it out from your students, what they already have. You draw it out. Most people think, oh no, just hit them on the head and keep pushing that stuff into them. You don't have to push anything into anybody. You have to draw it from them. You have to draw it from them. And that's what I'm trying to do. I am trying to draw from you your spiritual qualities. I'm trying to draw from you all these wonderful qualities of God that you already have. I want you to recognize them for a change. I want you to recognize yourself for a change. Recognize yourself as the God or goddess that you truly are. You see? That's what we're trying to do. That's what all religions should be trying to do. You see? But they got off the mark, and there's nothing wrong with them, as I say. I love some of them. I think they're absolutely magnificent. Do I want to join them? Absolutely not. But I do want to go visit all their temples. I want to go visit all the churches and synagogues, and of course the big cathedrals. There's nothing that turns me on, makes me feel absolutely at one with this thing called God, than to be in a cathedral. There's one other place that does that to me, but I always call it the cathedral anyway. The redwoods. In a forest of redwoods, you look up and up, it's like a cathedral. It's absolutely like a cathedral, and you do feel something. You feel something wonderful there. And I always feel something wonderful in cathedrals also. So, there are wonderful things out there for us. This is a wonderful world we live in. This is a wonderful, wonderful thing. This is a wonderful time of year. So, use this. Renew yourself. Look around out there and see this wonderful world that we're living in. See the flowers and the plants and the animals, you see? See all that stuff. I don't know how anyone could be down in the dumps or think that something is funny with this world when you see all the beauty in it, you see? And God is beauty, by the way, you see? So when you look at a flower and you look at the clouds, you look at any of that stuff, you're looking at God, you know? And we say no man will ever see the face of God, but we certainly get a lot of little glimpses and hints, don't we? And I can live with those glimpses. I can live with those glimpses. So do that for yourself. Glimpse in your own self God. God is in there. Glimpse it. You know, you don't have to be like our friend here who wants an epiphany. You don't have to have an epiphany. You have to know that God is inside of you, and that you can glimpse that God, and that you can renew yourself. You can resurrect yourself into a whole new and different life. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming tonight. There is a